From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. A new WLRN TV documentary looks at Florida's Jews in the U.S. military. A Call to Serve premieres tonight. In this excerpt, you'll hear from Erwin Stavrov, who flew two missions on D-Day. When he jumped from a plane and landed on the front lines, he tossed his dog tags, which indicated an H for Hebrew.
We flew two missions on D-Day. The channel was nothing but boats, ships, everything you could think of, men. So we looked down, you could see it. They must have known really that we were coming because they hit us real hard. They hit our number one and number two engine. The hydraulic system failed. There was flame starting to come into the cabin itself. So we got our chutes on and everybody started to bail out. After floating, which seemed like an hour, I fell to the ground. I knew the Germans were there because we were in the front lines. I went into this room and it was a young Nazi officer. And he said to me, I know you can be very helpful. He said, because I want to know all about your group. And I said, I can only give you my name, rank, and serial number. And seriously, that's all I really knew. I knew none of our plans because only the commanding officers knew what we were doing. This went on at least three times. And on the fourth time, this officer said, German Nazi, said to me, Lieutenant, I know who you are and I know what you are. When he said that, I knew I was in trouble. He named my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my grammar school, my high school, the jobs that I had. And I'm just sitting there, I said, I don't believe this. And he said, well, you see, you lived in Buffalo, New York on Claremont Avenue. And my parents lived on Ashland Avenue, which was the next street over. And he said, you were my parents' newspaper boy. And he said to me, I can help you. And I said, I still have nothing I can tell you. And what he did, I found out afterwards, he put a question mark under religion. I ended up in Stalag Luft number one. One morning at a roll call, they start calling off names. And suddenly you realize that those were names of Jewish guys. There was about 250 Jewish guys that had been shot down. They put a fence around us and we could not go from one area to another. But what really saved our lives was our commanding officer. Because Colonel Zemke was an incredible man. He was totally respected by the Germans, and Zemke turned to the commanding commandant and he said to him, these men in this group you have here are all American officers. And if anything happens to any of them, you will become a war criminal. And if you become a war criminal, you are eligible for one thing, and that is to be shot. And he took his finger, and he just like this, and he looked at that German commandant, and he said, you know, I'll be the one to come back, and I'll be the one to kill you, because these are my men. Now, it had an unbelievable effect on them and on us. I'll never forget it. Did it make the commandant change his mind? I can't answer that. But for sure, they did not move us out of the camp.
The WLRN TV documentary, A Call to Serve, Florida Jews and the U.S. Military, premieres tonight at 9 p.m. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.